People are pouring into the holy city of Karbala in Iraq to prepare for the commemoration of a very important Shia Muslim ceremony later this week. Arbaeen ceremony is held every year to mark 40 days after the martyrdom anniversary of the Prophet Muhammad's grandson, Imam Hussein. Black-clad pilgrims from all across Iraq and neighboring Iran are making their way to Karbala to attend the ceremonies. Security has been tightened up to prevent possible terrorist attacks on pilgrims. Imam Hussein and his 72 companions, including family members, were martyred in the Battle of Karbala on the day of Ashura 14 centuries ago. Islamic scholar Javad Maslami believes the Arbaeen ritual is an event that shows unity among all Muslims.
Are a new appeared movement, and it tried to attack the unity of Muslims. If we refer to the history of Islam, we will find there are many different sects have lived with each other in the peaceful life, and they have their own rituals according to their beliefs and according to their sects. So it is not a new appeared effect that we can see here, but these people who have the base on the outside of the Islamic countries, and let me say that they have some beliefs which are made and prepared by non-Muslim people who try to attack this unity. And fortunately, these people who attend the Arbaeen, and I said, and I want to emphasize that it is not just for the Shia people, even non-Shia, I mean the Sunni people, attend this Arbaeen ceremony, and they want to show, because Imam Hussein is the grandson of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. We believe that he was our Imam, third Imam, and Sunni brothers believe that he is the grandson of Prophet Muhammad, and he is one of the purest people in the world. So all the people attend this ceremony, and they show by their act and their deeds that this unity among the Muslims is something that cannot be affected by the wrong action and misdeeds of the Daesh or any other group who try to attack this unity.